Welcome back, guys, to the old switcheroo where we're talking gaming retro with Mike and JMO.
I'm Mike.
And I'm JMO.
So we are still on our break before we start season two. And so this is another episode of the old switcheroo light switch. So instead of talking about our normal focus of over 250 retro games available on the Nintendo Switch Online, we're going to be talking about what we've been playing during our break. Subscribe or follow us on YouTube, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you're listening to make sure that you're ready for when our season two starts.
It's going to be a great season, Mike.
Yes. So did you have a game you've been playing you wanted to start with?
I thought I would update everybody on a couple of games I talked about earlier.
All right.
Marvel Snap. I reached Infinite in the X-Men versus Avengers season.
I don't like the statement that you've reached Infinite.
So, you know, Infinity is a big motif in the Marvel Universe, the Infinity Gauntlet, Infinity War.
Infinity so the and highest beyond. Rank.
Exactly. Well, and literally beyond. So you can reach the highest level in a season. And then at that point, you're no longer gaining points towards level 100. Now you are gaining rank.
Okay.
So it's like everyone fighting up the ladder. And then at the top of the ladder, you know, let's see if you can become the number one Marvel Snap player in the world. And okay. I recorded myself because, you know, I've come to really enjoy playing it on PC. And I was like, you know what? I'm not very good at this game. I might as well, for posterity, you know, record myself hitting the big 100. And I had this whole thing of like a pudding cup that I wasn't going to let myself eat until I reached 100. And that pudding cup, I've seen better days. It ended up having to wait a while. But I was super proud of myself. You got to check this game out, Mike. I mean, it's free to play. You like card games. You like PC. I'm going to give you some homework over the next month or so. You got to try Marvel Snap at least once.
We will see. It's on that list of things to get.
What have you been playing?
So one of the things I've been playing, and this is straight from started playing and I'm finished, is a game called Tangle Tower. Yeah, came out in 2019. At least is on PC. I do not know if it came out on any consoles. But basically, you play as a pair of detectives. The main one is Detective Grimoire.
Is he the guy with the jacket and the red hair?
Yes.
Okay.
And so you're basically called out to this island to solve a murder and then have a bunch of other sort of mysteries that expand on that. And so there's some puzzle elements in it. It's basically a point and click of find stuff, go around to all your suspects and ask them about those things. And so it's a whole lot of, it's very well written because there's all this dialogue with all these characters that you can go through, ultimately right. Getting to the point where you have to solve who did it.
Is it the same every time? Do you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So it has a very good narrative element to it in that sense that it's definitely worth playing. And it working in my favor because I'm working through a large Steam backlog because that's how you play Steam correctly.
Right.
This game came out in 2019. I played it earlier this month and then discovered that there's a sequel to the game coming out in ideally this year called The Mermaid's Tongue, which is the same detective, but then everything else will be new characters. So instead of having to wait like 5 years for the sequel, I have to wait like 6 months, hopefully.
Yeah, that timed itself out well. So they're sort of doing the Knives Out, Glass Onion kind of thing of like the detective stays the same, but the setting and the suspects change every time. Yeah. That's rad. It is on Nintendo Switch for $19.99 if anyone is listening to this and wants to check it out. It's probably cheaper on Steam, but you know, it's cool that it gets a Switch port. Switch gets a lot of really cool indie titles. I'm digging this Cartoon Network art style. And did you ever play the Ace Attorney games?
I did not. That's always been okay. One thing where I feel like I should check that out at some point.
Yeah, you'd love it. So it looks kind of similar to this. You're like sort of investigating a crime scene. You're talking to characters. And then, you know, every mission ends in the courtroom. And, you know, the defense will make statements, you know, and some of them will be false. And you'll know they've been false because you found evidence that contradicts what they're saying.
Yeah, and this will do a neat thing every so often. It'll just be like, hey, we have a, we, you know, you found someone's like, hey, we should go ask that person about something now. Yeah. And then you can go back and be like, hey, we have a suspicion about something. And then it goes into sort of a dialogue selection thing of what do you feel like acute, what act, what charges or not, not really charges, but like what accusation are you making that you suspect something and why?
And go is it like a point and click game where you can't progress the story until you eventually figure it out, or can you get it wrong and has different endings?
At least like for when you get to those stages of like, you have a suspicion, what's your suspicion? When it gets into that, it will do like, you'll generate the sentence and be like, yeah, that doesn't make any sense. Or be like, that's almost right, to let you know that you've got that, you know, what, there's one element wrong, but you're yeah. most of the way there, which kind of helps. Because sometimes there's multiple things you can say, and it's knowing which one they want. So it gives you a little bit of guidance, but you still have to be paying enough attention to know what general direction you're going. And it's a really interesting story.
And there's a lot of fans online. I'm looking at a lot of really cool fan art. So if you're listening to this on TikTok or YouTube Shorts or whatever, www.theoldswitcheroo.com, join our Discord and talk to Mike about Tangle Tower, you know? So let's spread the Tangle Tower love. That's awesome. The next game I want to talk about is kind of similarly art style. I beat the Rogue Light. My friend Nivik said there is a difference between Rogue Light and Rogue Light. Apparently, roguelite is a subgenre of roguelike games that aren't as hard. So it's like rogue style gameplay. Did you know that Rogue was a game? There was a computer game called Rogue that. Okay, see, I didn't know any of that.
Yeah,
I
always it is this way was old, like, too.
Yeah, it's like a text based one, I think you said last time. Maybe. So I beat the Splatoon 3 DLC. Minor spoilers for the Splatoon 3 DLC. So if you haven't beaten it yet and you don't want to be spoiled on anything, then just plug your ears for 30 seconds, cover up the subtitles if it's a TikTok. You know, standard roguelike, you are gaining abilities as you make your way towards the final level, and you're not expected to do it all in one try, but the next time you try, you have leveled up and now you're a bit stronger, right? So I talked last time about how you would get different abilities and they were color-coded. So like kink abilities make your weapon stronger, but it also makes your color a bit pinker. And I suspected that at the end of the game, I would be fully powered up and it'd be like a rainbow of color because I've restored color to the world and color powers. So the final boss is super cool because, you know, after you beat him, you are then literally showered with power-ups to the point that your stats get maxed on everything. And so you are the Splatoon character that you probably wish you could have played in multiplayer, Mike. You're blisteringly fast. Your ink is flying all the way across the screen, doing huge splats of damage. The music is pumping. The colors are flying. I was like, this is a moment. And, you know, you beat the game and it's like, okay, you want the, you know, real ending, beat the game using every single weapon. And it's like, oof, man, like, you're going to get me eventually because I love this genre of game. And it was really satisfying to level up and make the run easier. It's just, I love that part about roguelike games is that, you know, the feeling of, oh, I'm getting better at this. That's a really nice endorphin hit, good, you know, gameplay loop. Do you ever go back to Splatoon?
Not too much. I just haven't had the, I've had other things taking that time.
Yeah. Well, we got to try the co-op salmon run mode because I think we'd have fun. And, you know, that's one where it's like, instead of inking other teams, you and a couple of allies are fighting against kaiju. And now I got your attention.
Yeah.
It's pretty rad.
You throw kaiju into anything, I'm more intrigued.
You're going to like it. What else have you been playing?
So appropriate that you bring up roguelike. First of all, I will just, without going down that path again, I put like another 25 hours into Balatro.
Balatro. I was going to say, there's no way you're off the hook on that.
Yeah.
Any more achievements?
A few. I'm approaching having everything unlocked, which is kind of my goal for done with the game.
Until there's an expansion, which I'm sure there will be based on.
No, it's because the other stuff is much harder.
Yeah, you said that.
So it's like, I'm getting everything unlocked. I'm like, that is within my range of potentially doing. But the other thing that I've actually played a fair chunk of is another roguelike that is a very novel concept. It is slipstream rogue space. And this is an MMO roguelike.
And is this the one that Riri was playing?
Yeah. Yeah. And so this is the all of our playing has been our Zelda consultant Riri Yells has been playing this on her streams. And the way it works is the captain is the streamer. And then anybody else can come in and join. And so she is giving commands of this part of the ship is going to be under attack. And you're basically, it is a get across sort of a star field. And so you have multiple paths you can take and you're trying to have enough fuel to complete the run and also fend off slugs that will both attack and end up on your ship and have to be fought off and eventually defeating like whatever ship is flying around out there. And so the gameplay itself, because I think this even has like a mobile version of it that you can play on a phone. So the gameplay itself really is you are one of several animals that have different strengths that you pretty much go to a station and you're either at a station firing like the cannons of the ship, or it's that, or powering up the shields or healing up or fighting the slugs that are invading.
Right.
And so it's like from me jumping on the first stream of hers that I saw doing this to being in her game was like 2 minutes, because it's a fairly lightweight download.
And you can jump in, jump out, I assume, because it's a streaming game.
Yeah.
This is genius. So Riri being the streamer, she was giving voice commands, but you guys, no other player are voice chatting. So she's having to tell you what to do. And I'm assuming her screen, she has like a different view than you have. So she has to give you commands. You couldn't just ignore her.
I think it's mostly the same, but I think she can access stuff, I think, in like the cockpit or something. And she's the one that is doing like ship upgrades and stuff that you can get as you're going as well. So there's like the run level, like upgrade the ship and then upgrading your character so you can get better stats. So like I am playing an octopus because they're good as mechanics and like stuff needs to get repaired constantly. And mostly I've just been upgrading the speed because she's playing with a bunch of people who have been playing this more than I had, and they are all much faster. And so I'm running around trying to do anything and can't.
That still sounds fun, though. I really love this concept.
Yeah, no, it is a very neat concept. It's kind of cool the amount of community that has, that like, because you can just kind of see who are the ship captains that are like out there. And so
nice.
There's some element of discoverability, and it's like we finished and it was just like, okay, here's someone else who's playing. We're going to raid that channel. And you kind of have these crews moving around streamer to streamer in a sense.
That sounds really fun. I got to check it out. And so if you're into this game, guys, you know, www.fieldswitcheroo.com, get the link to our Discord and play with our friend Riri. And you know, we'll come, you know, raid your ship too or whatever. That sounds really fun.
Yeah, no, it's a neat concept.
And then speaking of animal characters, because I see that it's kind of like a Star Trek crew, but everyone's an animal. I have started our anthropomorphic, or I guess I should say animal-based mascot games. I've played Flicky on the Sega Genesis. That one, we'll get into it for the episode, but it is a puzzle game where you play as these birds trying to outwit the cats. And it's such a relic of another time. It's just an arcade game that just has like a concept more than a game. And that used to be how arcade games were. They weren't these like story-based, very deep things. It was like, okay, this gameplay involves moving this thing and pressing this button at a certain time. And how good can you get with your timing? So I don't know. It's kind of charming in a simple way. I don't know if I'm going to land on Nintendo or Nintendon't. But listeners, you have to check out our episode when that airs in season 2. It'll be a couple months from now, but a little tease for Flicky, all you Flick fans out there. You been playing anything else?
I think that's it. So I think we're ready to wrap that up.
Sounds good.
Yeah. So pretty much that's what we've been playing lately. Join us next time where we'll do a little bit more current gaming talk. And then again, season two will be going live Wednesday, April 24th, which is when we'll be joined by JMO's brothers for Sonic the Hedgehog 2 to start off season two with a strong game.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. And actually, the Knuckles series is going to be coming out really soon. So also let us know what you think about the Knuckles show. First episode, it comes out. Did you say April 26th?
No, I said April 24th.
Oh, okay. Knuckles comes out April 26th. So perfect.
Yeah, we'll be out just in time. You can listen to this and then jump right into that.
Not that Knuckles is in that episode.
I'm trying the best I can.
You're doing great.
All right. Please remember to like, follow, subscribe, the old switcheroo, and rate or review the show wherever you're getting your podcasts. You can also visit us at www.theoldswitcheroo.com. That's the old switch, AROO.com. You can find all our social media links there. We'd love to hear what you thought of this episode and what you're hoping to see when we get into season two.
So as always, thanks for listening to the old switcheroo, where we've been talking gaming retro with Mike and JMO.
I've been Mike.
And I'm JMO. Game on, everyone.